Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
8:06 on Jacksonville's morning news. We sadly had to pass along the awful news yesterday about 8:30 in the morning as we got the unemployment numbers and a look at just the weekly unemployment claims. More than 3 million for the week, shattering the old record. We passed along, unfortunately, that Birdies and Five Points was closing at least a majority of their operation as we continue to see the ripple effects. Daniel Davis is president of the Jacksonville Chamber, myjackschamber.com. And I wonder, is there a way that we can be helping small businesses now above and beyond, like the carryouts that we can do? What sort of help may be out there for the small businesses in our community, Dan?
Well, Rich, I really appreciate you having me on this morning. And I know these are just crazy times that we all don't know exactly what tomorrow's going to hold. But one thing I can tell you, the citizens of Jacksonville are incredible. And what I've seen them do over the last several weeks to support small businesses and do their best to try to keep life as normal as possible has been incredible. I know my family, we're going out of our way to make sure we go out and order carry out. And we make sure that we are obviously social distancing, making sure that we're protecting our citizens, but making sure we're trying to keep business move forward as much as we possibly can. So when this is over, we can pick right back up where we left off.
Can you give us a sense for the impact that we've already seen in the community? Are you getting numbers coming in about layoffs or furloughs or even companies that have had to close? Or is it too soon to be able to really know what the impact of this is?
It is very fresh. I mean, we will be able to know a lot more, say, in a month from now. We conducted a survey of our chamber membership and had significant response rates. We will be releasing that survey to the public and to elected officials to let them know what our members, what small businesses need. We have seen some layoffs. Obviously, you know that that's something that's going to happen with restaurants and hospitality. And we got to do whatever we can to help support those. I know we're going to be focusing on federal stimulus over the next couple weeks. And our goal at the Chamber is to make sure our businesses understand how to navigate that federal system.
Speaking with Daniel Davis, the president of the Jacks Chamber, and Mayor Curry yesterday in his address to the community talked about help for small business owners and that he's going to be working with City Council in the coming days and weeks. And direct support could come from the city. Have you had conversations with the Curry administration, and is it too early to say how much may be needed from a dollars standpoint?
It is too early to talk about what's needed. I have had conversations with the mayor. I want to personally thank him for his hard work on all of the tough decisions he's had to make. We will be working closely with him on his small business program, and I look forward to helping him be successful.
As we look at some of the big companies and the fundamentals of our community and the way that we are structured, and we're not necessarily, for example, my hometown of Metro Detroit, where so much is tied to the automotive industry. We have great health and we have great business logistics and so many different industries that do so well and perform well in a thriving economy. Does that protect us in ways from seeing the massive unemployment numbers that maybe some other one-dimensional communities would see?
Absolutely, Rich. I mean, one thing that we have been able to tout when selling the city of Jacksonville is the diverse economy that we have, whether it's aviation, logistics, healthcare, IT, financial sector. We've got it all. And I want to encourage everyone out there, we are going to bounce back from this. It is definitely going to be a tough road for a couple months, but we are going to bounce back as a community. Remember, our economy was just roaring, and we are going to get back to that point. And I want our folks in Jacksonville to know that we're going to work hard to make sure that that happens.
Single piece of advice that you can give to a small business owner, a restaurant owner who is literally looking at making that awful decision of ending their dream, what would that be? What message can you deliver to them?
Well, I would say hold tight because we don't know exactly how the federal stimulus is going to be dispersed amongst communities. And I know that there are going to be opportunities for the hospitality, the restaurant world, the entertainment world that has really suffered so much. So hold tight. We're going to give you all the information that we possibly can and help small businesses who really are not set up to navigate that federal system, help them as much as we possibly can to apply for the help and the assistance that's going to come.
Daniel Davis, the president of the Jack's Chamber, encouraging words on what may come and encouraging sounds as I heard that bird off in the distance there. At least we can look ahead with some positivity going forward. Hey, stay close by and let us know how else we can help in the coming days and weeks ahead, okay?
Anytime, Rich. Thanks.
Man, that bird is loud, too. It's 8:12 on Jacksonville. Oh, he's getting louder, too. It's like he can hear us through the phone as Jacksonville's morning news continues. Three big things you need to know on this Friday morning. The five-day and weekend forecast is ahead as well. WOKV News Time, 8:12.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.